Titi Lope Shinoga, I am on the line with her right now. She is the Edmonton Poet Laureate for the City of Edmonton. Tanse, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so I heard that, you know, they're looking to, I guess, rotate and find a new Poet Laureate. So I thought, why not speak to the current Poet Laureate about your position with the City of Edmonton? Tell our listeners a little bit about your role as the Poet Laureate.
Sure. My job, which it feels strange to call it a job because it feels like such a beautiful and fun thing to do, is to be sort of the official poet for the city, to reflect the lives of people in the city, to write stories and poems about what it means to live and thrive in Edmonton. The role is really quite flexible. You get to determine how you want your term to go, but within that flexibility, you have to appear at city council and perform some poems there. But generally, you get to pick your own adventure. You get to choose a project that you care about and decide how you bring poetry and storytelling to the people of the city. You can do that any way you want.
Amazing. Now, I just read that you're the author of 3 award-winning collections of poetry, 3 plays, and 2 spoken word albums. Do you ever write anything on the topic or related to Indigenous people in Edmonton?
I think every poem you write about the city of Edmonton must, at its foundation, acknowledge the fact that there were a culture, a people who thrived and loved and lived here on this land before us. And it's by virtue of their gift that we get to be here. And so I have poems in which I reference this idea that before this place was even an idea that we had, the city that we call Edmonton, there were art makers and creators in the city who knew what it meant to create something beautiful, and because of their sacrifice and their work is why we get to exist here today. So yes, absolutely.
I'm assuming this is a paid position, is that right?
It is a paid position, yeah. It's a 2-year position and you're paid in the 2 years, which doesn't separate you from the work that you could do independently that's still paid. But yes, you are officially paid by the city for the work.
And if you had one piece of advice that you had to give to people that are, you know, applying for this position to be the new Poet Laureate, what would you tell them?
I would say do it if you're on the fence. I guess that's the first thing. If you're on the fence about it and it feels like this big, scary thing, apply first and see what happens, right? And then allow yourself to bring your full self to this position, bring your culture, your language, your personhood, and choose the version of this Poet Laureateship that you want to exist. I think there's room for all of us to exist here. And if you're sort of a person who feels like your poetry style is too niche or your stories are too specific to your culture, that's exactly who I want to apply for this position. I want those voices that feel like they haven't really been at the center to come to push forward and have an opportunity to share their poetry in their own way. So I guess in summary, just apply and see what happens next.
Yeah, and we have some great poets in the city here, and they're looking for the 10th Poet Laureate applications. They close on May 3rd, so you guys have a chance to apply to be the City of Edmonton's Poet Laureate. Awesome. Well, we are going to try to get some submissions in there. I want to say congratulations on your time as the Edmonton Poet Laureate, and best of luck to you going forward with everything.
Thank you. It's been an honor.